Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We are on YouTube. We are on Twitch for the kids. And if you missed hour number one, we got our whole production crack team, all 10, 15 members of the production team here on Sports Sunday behind the scenes. You can only see Jordan, but there's just a ton of people.
People are working back there.
There's a ton of people back there.
Oh, yeah. I'm an expert at cutting podcasts.
That will be posted soon. So if you want to catch up, also on the Odyssey app, if you're listening to a program live, if you're listening to a program on 1080 The Fan, and you jumped in and you're like, dude, what the hell? I missed the first hour. On the Odyssey app, you can go back to the first hour live during the show and listen to previous segments. I do it just about every morning, listen to Dirt and Sprague. I'll jump on the app and they're talking, and then I go through the chapters and I see some previous segments of what they're talking about. I'm like, hey, that intrigues me.
That's pretty cool.
Hey, I like that.
Do we have that?
I think so. Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe. I mean, honestly, I mean, I don't know if they would for this show, but you know.
Oh, hey, Jordan does. Yeah.
All the chapters.
Yeah.
We got chapters, baby.
You got chapters.
We got chapters. NBA stuff. I want to continue with this actually, because I also want to know your guys' opinions on this, because as I mentioned, listening to the guys in the morning, they've had a dude from BYU on the Daily Ticker talking about Igor denim jeans or
Jaeger
Igor
Demon.
Yeah. Is it denim or Demon?
It's Demon. Oh. It should be denim.
Yeah, because then if he's a Blazer, you'd be like, tougher than denim jeans.
Or he could just play like that song that the Wrangler jeans.
Yeah, exactly.
When I wake up.
Oh, dear God. You just.
It's a great song.
You just pissed me off. I just can't with that commercial anymore.
His sports pants were tight and then pew.
Yeah. I went from noon to 6. Just lost it. They had another guy on from Illinois to talk about Kasparis.
Jakachionis.
And then I know they've talked about Derek Queen, the guy from Maryland.
Noah Isenge.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential number 11 picks. I don't know about you guys. It's just, I'm very much just like, just get me to the draft. Tell me who the pick is, and then I'll worry about it later.
Yeah, at this point,
I'll watching film and doing all this. Well, like his game, well, he's a 2, but he can play the 1. And, oh, well, he has been playing center, but he's got great ball handling. So I was just like, you know what? Instead of wasting and spending all my time on who is and could be and who, just tell me who the damn pick's going to be once we get there. And then we'll forge on ahead. I don't like getting lost in all this pre-draft process. You know, we'll see basically, you know, who we take at 11, who's left on the board, and we'll talk about it again in 3-4 years on who we missed out on or if we made the right pick. But just this whole pre-draft thing, I'm like, dude, just get me to, was it Tuesday? It's Wednesday the 25th is the draft, because it's the day after the Fan Golf Classic, which if you have not purchased your foursome, go to 1080thefan.com and participate. Morning times are still available. But just give me the June 25th. Tell me who the pick's going to be, and let's get on with it. Because this whole what this guy could be and what we're trying to build these hypothetical situations. I'm just done. It's worn me out, and please get me to there.
I just don't know these dudes.
I don't know them either, know and the, that's why I'm just kind yeah, of like, I kind of know of the Kasperis guy, a longer ball-handling guard that can do some playmaking, has great vision. Outside of him, though, I don't know anything about this Igor, bro. Derek Queen, I remember seeing in the tournament a little bit. But to him, like, people say that he's either going to be great or he's going to suck. You need to draft him high. You don't even touch him in the first round or at least towards the end of the first round. Like, it's just... it's a mixed bag, and having this 11th pick also is just definitely it's a turd in my cereal. It's just it's very much just like, you know what?
It's real anticlimactic for the entire season that they had. There was 11 games of ups, right? And then there was mostly downs for the whole season. So for this crappy season, you would hope to be rewarded with more than just the 11th pick. But whatever. At this point, I'm with you, Joe. I just want to get it over with and let the season start and let's see what we got in this kid, and then we'll go from there. But at this point, man, I don't like you. I don't even care. Like, I don't know. I don't care. I don't know these people enough to care or to have an opinion. Like, I couldn't tell you what Rashear Fleming played like from St. Joe's. I have no idea, right? So I have no idea what Nolan Torore, who's a Frenchman. I have no idea how he plays. I've never watched France play, you know, outside of
the
Olympics.
Is it the dude who dunked on LeBron in the Olympics?
Is it?
No,
probably
it's
not. Then I don't want him. Like, so yeah. So at this point, like,
that's the only French guy I want.
I'm just kind of like just waiting. You know, I'll be happier once we see him in preseason, once we see him in some regular season games and see if we can play or not. But other than that, because I don't know a lot of these kids anymore, I don't even care. Let's just get to the draft. Let's get it over with, and then we'll go from there.
The thing about the 11th pick this year is it could be Myers Leonard, or it could be like a Klay Thompson. I mean, there's such a wide range of talent, and there's really NBA talent seems to be the most like able to be scouted of all sports. Like, it seems to be easier to identify an NBA star than it does like a football or a baseball star. But the range of these kids that the Blazers are basically forced to choose are, you know, you see like a Jaeger Demon, you know, anywhere from the 9th pick to the 16th pick. And then maybe like in a Senge, I heard Danny Meringue talking about like he's maybe projected down into the 20s. And there's this just group of players that have such a wide berth. There's a couple of guys that have a higher ceiling. And I don't know, guys, with the draft, since it's so important here for the Portland Trailblazers, this really is the most important pick since Scoot Henderson. I just try to identify a guy early on in the process that I really like, and I hope that fits the team going forward and that he hits his ceiling. And that would be Jaeger Demon. I think that 6'9", point guard, the shooting ability is not quite there, but we saw the improvement reportedly in the combine. The percentage of his sucked in his freshman season at BYU. But having that backup plan for Scoot Henderson at this point, I think that's a smart way to go.
Well, that's where it's, yeah, him and Kasperis. Like, I am not of the, like, I'm reading this Jonathan Gavoni on ESPN's, the pick that fills the biggest need, Igor Demon. And then I forget who his first name is. Is it Jonathan Wu? No, that's not right. It's one of the other ESPN bros, but.
I know who you're talking about.
The pick that gets the best value, it says Jack Achionis. One of the craftiest playmakers in this draft. And I'm just kind of like, listen, do we want Scoot to improve and become a stalwart of this team, point guard, and live up to his draft position? Absolutely. But I am also of the camp where you are not at liberty to draft based on need. You are in a position where you need to draft the best players available, regardless of what position they play. Maybe not center, because you got Ayton, you got Klingon, who you're going to try and develop. Maybe that's the one that, you know, you stay away from. And Ayton, you know, who knows how much time he has left in Portland. But outside of that, shot creating, playmaking, dudes that can play on the wing, defense long, keep up that long player trend, which they have seemingly been doing over the last couple of years with drafting and trading. That's where I think you need to go. And, you know, whether it's 1 through 4 doesn't really matter to me. You need to just acquire as much talent at every position as possible, plain and simple.
I would typically agree with you if we didn't have 15 guards on our team. Like I'd usually would say, man, we you're don't absolutely really right. Know. You got four guards
Scoot,
who do the same
Anthony,
thing.
Shaden is more of a two than a three.
They all kind of do a lot of the same stuff.
Well, that's the thing.
So,
Jaeger could maybe transition. Not saying he should or would, but who knows? He's like 19. You could move him to shooting guard, small forward. Yes, he needs the ball now, but that's the thing with the NBA list. Young kids, you can do anything.
Yeah, you can do anything. At this point, I think what you need is you need some size, you know, at certain points, especially on the wing. And if you're really serious about not having Jeremy Grant around, you're going to need somebody to kind of fill that need, you know. So I don't know, I would rather them not draft another guard or a center. Like, I really think a good power forward or a good three would be something the Blazers could absolutely use, especially considering you missed Brandon Miller and the last time you could have got like legit 3-4. So I don't know, man. I would typically agree with you, but I just think we have a lot of really good guards, and like you mentioned, we have a bunch of centers. I do think another two or three or four would be a good pick for the Blazers at this point.
Yeah, so, you know, again, I will be out next Sunday, but when I get back, we'll have our newest member of the Blazers, or maybe we won't. Maybe we do something with the 11th pick or trade back down and try and do something with it. God only knows. But we are less than 2 weeks away of the NBA draft, where we will see what happens with the Portland Trailblazers. But like I said, just get me to it. Thankfully, the next week and a half for me is going to go by very quickly. I got a short work week. I'm going to Bend, and then I'm going to come back, and then we got the Fan Golf Classic on the 24th, and then the very next day is draft day. So yeah. It will be here before we know
it. It's going to be a few exciting few weeks for you.
Could be an exciting day for Oregon State fans. We get to that next year, Sports Sunday, 10 to the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oregon State Beavers in Omaha. Their first game against Louisville, they were keeping them, they had it in control for a good chunk of that game, and then the ninth inning came around, and my God.
Louisville showed they can play a little bit.
And Oregon State learned that they forgot how to play a little bit in baseball.
It was temporary.
Yeah, they let Louisville tie it in the ninth inning. They were up 3-1. They got on because the left fielder tried to dive for a fly ball, and it went right past him and rolled all the way to the wall, which led to a triple. They also had a throwing error to first base that then the catcher didn't know how to grab the ball and or throw it either. It was a mess in the ninth inning. But the good thing for the Beavers is being the higher seed, they were the home team, so they got to bat last, and they went up, and they delivered, and they got the walk-off win. And they win their game against Louisville 4-3, which was their fourth walk-off of the season and second of the tournament. Second in a week, because they had one last Friday that they had to walk off as well. And I'm spacing on the team they were playing. But, yeah, they had a walk-off win last Friday as well, where they had to come back. And I don't know if it was a walk-off. I forget if they had top of the inning or bottom. But they've been in some close ones over the last week or so now.
Yeah, and the crazy part about the way that game ended are the two players that hit the, you know, the – with the eventual winning runs, you know.
And it was a walk-off, excuse me. A walk-off. They got two walk-offs in the last week.
Yeah, this, which is probably the most dramatic way to win a game. I mean, a grand slam homer, you know, we saw that, you know, last week. But a walk-off anything to win a game is awesome. But, man, Gavin Turley, you know, was one of those players that kind of, I guess, had the error, you know, as far as...
You just made that name up, didn't you?
No, that's the person, that's the guy's name who got the error.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know, I'm trying to think of the one dude on the... Caraway? Trent Caraway. That's the only Beav I know.
Well, he's the home run leader, or tied for the home run leader in the postseason so far.
Yeah,
so.
And he's got a cool name.
And Ava Arquette as well, or Iva Arquette.
I was going to ask how to say his first name.
It's Ivan of Patricia.
I don't think so, but he is the top five pick in the upcoming MLB draft. Probably, at least, could be the top overall. Could, if it weren't for one Ethan Holiday, because apparently the sperm of Matt Holiday are going to be the best players in all of MLB history.
Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable now, but that is the medical term for that. That is what you call those little swimmers. And we got one of them in Baltimore, baby. He's fast.
And he's pretty average so far.
He outswam the bunch.
It's early-ish.
Sorry. You know what? I'm excited for the Beavers because they not only are a producer of top-tier talent, or at least hopeful like Adley Rutschman, one also on the Baltimore Orioles. You got another Beaver there, Joe. Like, there's a lot of good Beavers in a history like Jacoby Ellsbury of that program and their three championships, obviously in a state that really doesn't have much to lean on for Oregon State other than their baseball program.
I think it's time
for us to win another one.
I think it's time for us to concede to the fact that we are a baseball state.
Are we officially?
I think we are. Like, I mean, that's the only sports program as far as our colleges that actually win anything and win something consistently.
Well, I would say that Oregon State is a baseball school. I don't know if I'd put us as a baseball state. I mean, like, there's, you know, Arizona and Florida and New York, there's some states that just produce talent all over the place, especially at the high school level.
I don't know. I probably know more baseball talent and guys that were getting drafted out of high school and stuff than I know a lot of like guys that made it to the Shield. Yeah, for sure.
Plus the level of fandom here in Oregon for baseball. It's so fair weather.
Absolutely. Just even in high school, we all know that guy in high school that was drafted by the Dodgers or drafted by, like, we all know one of them.
I currently know of three current MLB players that played high school baseball here in Oregon. Mick Abel, who is at Jesuit. He is with the Phillies now and actually had a really good outing, his first outing in the majors. Tim Tawa, who is still one of the best high school football players I've ever seen in Oregon. Sure enough, he had to be good at baseball too.
It's usually the way it goes.
Yeah.
He's a quarterback?
He was a quarterback.
Yeah, that's usually the way it goes.
Dude, he played at Westland. He just tore up every team that he played. It was insane. He went to Stanford for baseball, and I want to say he is on the Diamondbacks.
Okay.
He's on an NL West team. And then our boy Adley, Sherwood Bowman raised. And obviously we know his story going to Oregon State and then to my Orioles. But the Beavs, I mean, dude, they're a horse. They just continue to do it. They continue to get wins. They continue to be here in this at this stage of the season, seemingly year in and year out. But they do have a tough test today. They're going against Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers. who are a national championship winning program as of two or three seasons ago. They won it. And 24 straight wins, 25 straight wins or something right
25,
now?
25, yeah.
Jeez.
25 straight wins. Like, that is, that's insane in any sport. Like,
especially baseball.
Like,
especially baseball.
The especially level this, of and this time of year, yeah, to the, just not lose
the level
one
of
game?
Consistency you have to have, you know, the level of toughness you got to have to be able to win. Even a, like a 10-game win streak in baseball is, that's hard to do.
Yeah. Right?
That's incredibly hard to do. And so to rattle off 25 in a row, like, Oregon State's got their hands full.
What is a chandelier, by the way? Just a type
it's,
of...
It's the thing that hangs on the, you know, has the lights on it, hangs from your ceiling, duh.
Okay. All right, Dad.
Was that wrong? What is it?
That's a good Father's Day joke. I'll give that one to you. You get a pass. You can stay in the studio. It is a rooster, because that is their mascot. A rooster, particularly one from Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, a vocal ensemble and a botanical... What? Well, okay, that's the AI answer. That's not acceptable.
So it's a...
It's a rooster.
It's a peacock?
It's a rooster. It's not a peacock. It is a rooster.
Why is there another name for a rooster?
I think it's a type of rooster.
The cocks?
Yeah, I think there are breeds. Like, there are species. Like, there's different types of chickens.
I guess it's a better name than the cocks.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
It is. It sounds very fancy and very Carolina-like. Oh, I'll have some of the finest chanticleers you have ever seen, sir.
You've been to the Carolinas at all?
No, it's on my list of places in the country I want to go to,
you
though.
Would enjoy
specifically Charleston, South Carolina. I've seen pictures. I've heard great things.
They're all winners, man. They're all winners, man. Get a chance to get you some good Carolina barbecue.
My dream vacation in my mind is PGA Championship at Kiawah Island in South Carolina, and make it a Charleston / PGA Championship Kiawah Island trip. They're going back to Kiawah Island a couple times over the next 20 years. I think the next time is in 27, maybe 2031. I was looking at it the other day. But Coastal Carolina, South Carolina, that is a part of the country I want to go to. I want to get some of that Carolina barbecue.
Definitely should. The Carolinas are amazing. Mm.
I have a list of, like, places in America I want to go to, like a checklist. San Francisco, I've been there, but I want to go back for a baseball game. I will be doing that in August. That'll be checked off. Hawaii is on there. I want to get back there. Maybe going to happen next year. But on that list for a few years now has been the Carolinas. And so I'm trying.
Got to get there. You'll love it.
Well, the Beavs, they will play in Coastal Carolina later today at 4 o'clock on ESPN2. I figured out how the bracket works. I had to look it up. If the Beavers win today, they will be playing on Wednesday in the semifinals. That will be against either the winner of Arizona-Louisville or basically whoever loses this game. They will... it could be either Coastal Carolina, Arizona, or Louisville that they will play on Wednesday.
So it isn't the World Series next. It's the semi before the World Series.
Correct.
Okay. This is...
Dude,
thank
honestly...
Thank you for straightening that out for me, because, yeah, I...
Yes, that would be a semifinal game.
Okay.
And the winner of it would advance to the championship, I think. I don't know.
They need to make it so clear, and they just don't.
Basically, I'm taking it a day at a time.
The hardest bracket to follow.
All I know is if they win today, they will be playing Wednesday at 11 o'clock on ESPN.
We want them to play Wednesday.
Yes, and they will likely either play Coastal Carolina again, Arizona, or Louisville. That will be their next matchup. If they lose today, then they will play either Arizona or Louisville on Tuesday. And then the winner of that game advances to play Coastal Carolina.
And the loser is
on Wednesday.
Out.
Yes.
But if they win today, they could still lose on Wednesday and be in it, right? Because that's another double elimination.
That is a double elimination on Wednesday.
Good God. This is
super confusing. Not confusing at all.
Man, it's a good thing I'm not drinking right now, because if I were trying to talk about this last night, no shot.
So, like, here's an example. Coastal Carolina, they have not lost, right? So if they win today and then they play either Oregon State or Arizona or Louisville on Wednesday and Coastal Carolina loses, that is their first loss. They would then play a second game. But
that makes sense.
If Arizona, Louisville, or Oregon State or Coastal Carolina, they advance and...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Play on Wednesday and they lose, then Coastal Carolina is in the championship regardless because they wouldn't have any losses and the team that they're playing would have 2 losses. They're done. So Oregon State, just win, baby.
Just win, baby. That's all you got to do.
Just win.
And it's got to feel good if you're Oregon State to know that, I mean, everybody in Oregon at this point is rooting for you. Like, it's not like a thing that we're okay. Everybody prefers U of O right now. Like, everybody knows Oregon State baseball.
We're pulling for
you.
This
is what they do. So, yeah, everybody's pulling for y'all.
But what I don't appreciate is if the table, if the tables were turned and this was Oregon, the Oregon State fans would be like, I don't want Oregon to win.
Yeah, your big brother. Your big brother. You win everything. You're good at everything.
But it's baseball, man. Like, who cares?
Yeah, you're good at everything. Like, it's okay.
I don't want the Ducks to win anything. Yeah. That's always, you know, that would be the vibes coming from that fan.
Of course it is.
We have enough humility to put our rivalry aside and be like, Biebs, go for it, man. Yeah, go ahead.
Because you always win. Like, that's why that's why you can put your rivalry aside. Like, you always come out on top.
But we don't. But we don't.
They have humility in that situation. But
we always hear the jokes. Oh, the letter O. Does that stand for how many championships you guys have?
Well, Ducks didn't have humility going to the Big Ten. Didn't take the Beavers with them.
Like, that wasn't our fault.
I see the point.
That wasn't our fault.
It's always been like that.
You blame the Southern California schools.
You got your big-ass stadium up there with Nike and everything, and they got that little bum-ass stadium that they just made renovations for, you know, which now looks like an actual college stadium.
Whoa.
That was
Rashad Taylor that said that, not me.
Who's the?
Am I lying? Reser Stadium was awesome before they made.
Bum-ass stadium.
Reser Stadium was awesome before they made those upgrades.
Rashad, you're stepping in it.
Who's the...
We know what it is. Come on, guys. No offense, but we know what it is.
What's the NVIDIA guy that went to OSU? Wong or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it.
He recently donated $100 million. My dad told me this the other day to the
Jensen Wong.
Yeah, I think that's it.
His first name's Jensen.
Yeah, no, Jensen Wong. Okay, my computer finally got it.
Or Huang. I don't know.
Let's go with that. But he recently donated $100 million to the school, like to their technical department, you know, to obviously get them like building some new stuff.
Hey, Beavers get the smart kids. I will say that.
They got all the engineers, of course.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. It's a great thing. It's going to make their school even better than it already is. But they asked him as well, like, hey, could you kindly maybe also donate $50 million to the football program? And he's like, I'm not a sports fan. He's like, I'm good.
No, you can't.
I'll give it to the crew team. How about that?
Right.
Row their asses off. All right, how about this? Let's do a little choose your own here. Would you rather go U.S. Open or Stanley Cup Finals in this next segment?
Ooh.
I'm leaving it up to you two.
We can go Stanley Cup.
Sure.
Stanley Cup. Yeah, we got U.S. Open on the TV, so yeah, we can do Stanley Cup.
We'll go Stanley Cup next, and then we'll wrap up with U.S. Open. That is how we will finish the show, but first, we got to get to Schulte with the SportsCenter update.
Hell yeah!
It's a hockey,
underrated gem.
It's a banger.
Yeah.
It's an absolute banger.
Just think of Barry Melrose, too, when I hear that. I hope
hair.
He's doing okay. I know health problems forced him off the air.
Schulte scores!
Thank you, Joe.
Barry Melrose is a goat.
It's great. It's great.
That hair.
Unfortunately, I think we're going to be only hearing that song for like, well, I think it's on TNT, the game. So I don't know if we're even getting that music right now.
Not right now. But that's the cool thing about it, the NHL. And one thing that has helped their exposure since ESPN really went all in, and you can find basically every regular season game.
ESPN Plus.
It is so nice, man. Any time of the regular season, I can just tune in. Oh, I got myself some hockey.
Hear a little bit of this.
Schulte scores!
Exactly.
Well, I think that this series is just about over. Florida took a 3-2 lead last night. Final score 5-2. Edmonton tried to make things interesting.
They did.
It was 3-0 going into that third period. And then Edmonton scores, makes it 3-1. And then literally like 45 seconds later, Florida scores again and makes it 4-1. And you're like, oh, okay.
Marchand had a great night.
And then Edmonton, I believe, scored with like 3 minutes left in the game to make it 4-2.
Garbage goal.
It was a tease. It was a little tickler. They were trying to make it intriguing. And then Florida sank the empty netter with like less than a minute left to make it 5-2. And that was all she wrote.
Yeah, this series might be over. It's been a lot of fun. Especially this last game, just because it. Of the way you thought.
I mean, three of the first four going to overtime. You have double overtime. Yeah. I mean,
listen, I don't know what's in the water, and I'm only hoping that the playoffs for baseball are just as lit as these ones have been. But basketball and hockey have shown out so far in the playoffs, and the Stanley Cup final has been awesome. But unfortunately, I'm with you. I think they're going back to Florida on Tuesday. Home game, they're already up 3-2. I think the series might be over.
Yeah, Edmonton winning game four to tie the series was huge, because I was saying to my son, he's watching, he doesn't know much about hockey, and so I just told him, I was like, dude, if Florida would have won that game and gone up 3-1, like, this team is too good that they're not losing three in a row.
It's the same thing we were just saying about Indiana.
Right. I made that comparison earlier in the show where I'm like, dude, just like the Stanley Cup, but that the case with this series even more so is Florida is just so good, so deep, so physical, that borderline dirty physical, that they just are an absolute wagon. And it very much seems that to me, and this is, little hockey brain Joe over here, is that the Oilers are very top heavy with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, and then it's just a bunch of other dudes. And going into this series, it was very clear that one team has the goalie advantage and Bobrovsky for the Panthers. And we've seen it play out for Edmonton. They're not even playing the goalie that they started the series with. They had to pull him and put in this Pickard dude who gave up four goals last night. And now they're completely in flux. It's like, all right, do we go back to Skipper, who got us here? Do we ride with Pickard, even though, he saved us in game four by helping us come back? And yeah, he gave up. He didn't give up any goals at the end of the game and let us get back into it. Like, Edmonton is very much in question of what the hell they need to do. And Florida's just like, you know what? We know who we are.
Yeah, let's just play. Let's just go out there. And you can tell which team feels the most comfortable, out there right now. And so
it's nice being the champ.
I don't want to completely poo-poo on Edmonton, though, because this has been a back-and-forth series for the most part. So not to say that they can't go back to Florida and pull one out and force, you know, force a seventh?
It would be, I believe it would be, game seven would be in Edmonton, I believe. You have the schedule right off to the right the page. Keep going, bam.
Game seven,
It would be in Florida,
and game seven would be in Edmonton, if anything. So,
which I am hoping for. It is a game seven in Edmonton, and Florida absolutely dominates and wins 6-0, because I want to see riots. I want to see burning cars in the city of Edmonton, like we saw in Vancouver when they lost. There is nothing better.
Canadians love their hockey, man.
There is nothing better than a Canadian hockey riot, okay?
Absolutely.
What happened in Vancouver was awesome. It was also absolutely terrible and shouldn't have happened, but I have never seen anything like that happen in American sports, where the losing team's
fans...
It's
like the Knicks winning the first round.
Where the losing team goes absolutely badass crazy and just, like... Did you watch that documentary on that, on the Vancouver Canucks
riots? I don't think so.
Riots?
I don't think so.
There's an ESPN documentary about it, and it's one of those where, like, when I watch it, I'm like... Okay, I kind of feel like a douche saying that it's, you know, oh, that was great. That was awesome.
Oh, those people are idiots.
Yeah, it was not.
It was basically soccer hooliganism to the 1,000th percentile in Vancouver, Canada.
And everybody says Canadians are so nice and they're so everything. And yes, some of them are. There's some parts of Canada that are incredibly chill, but then they're also idiots there, just like everywhere else.
So I want Edmonton to win this. I want if there's going to be a Canadian team that finally ends the drought of Stanley Cup losses and a Canadian team not being able to hoist the cup, I want it to be Edmonton. I don't want it to be like Toronto, you know. I want it to be a what is it in Edmonton? Is that Alberta that they're in? The province?
I know that's right.
I know they're above Calgary and above Montana. I just don't know what exact province it is. But yeah, I want to see them pull it off, but I'm just, I'm nervous, man. This Florida team is too good and they're going back home for game six. And also the thing about the series is the two wins for Edmonton, overtime winners where they barely had to eke them out, right? Mm-hmm. Florida, they have this win. They have another overtime win. And then I believe their other win was like 3-1. Correct me on this.
Five to four.
That was their third win.
That was the,
Give me the score of all Florida's wins.
Florida's wins 5-4 game two.
Mm-hmm. That was overtime, double overtime. Yep.
6-1 game three.
Thank you. Okay.
And 5-2
last
game
night.
Five.
Yeah. So they're outside of the double overtime, the two wins for Florida have been essentially dominant wins. Whereas Edmonton is
eking by, you know, for the most part.
Yeah. So that's where I'm just like, now you're going back to Florida, and they have two chances to win one of these games, and I feel like they're going to do it, unfortunately.
No, yeah, I think really Florida has too much, and the Oilers are, you want them to win for Canada's sake, but for the most part, I think this is Florida's championship to win. It gives me Golden Knights vibes, you know, from just a couple of years ago. Like this seems like a team that's just destined to win.
All right, let's take a break, wrap things up, do a little bit of golf talk as we send you into this Father's Day Sunday. We'll do that next. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
There was literally just a whole montage of people freaking out at the U.S. Open and, you know, in the weeds
throwing
and everything,
clubs
throwing
and
clubs and breaking clubs and everything like that. So, yeah, I think this is the one course. I think it's meant to frustrate you.
Well, yeah, and the U.S. Open, they, you know, they always try and do that, is try and make it difficult, and, you know, which I love. It's just seeing some of these guys, like, yeah, try and get out of this rough and trying to, they put it in one spot on the green and it runs down here or the fairway and then it gets up on the collar of the rough and then it's just like, dude, have fun with that. I was just trying to think this morning. I was like, is there any other sporting event, any sort of conditions in a sporting event where it just makes the guys look like, again, like us in a sense?
Maybe a really rainy football game, but other than that, like, and here's the cold part.
The only thing, yeah. Snow, yeah. Even maybe
golf,
like,
is the only sport where the conditions are different every time you go somewhere.
It's an endless puzzle, my man.
Like all of the, like, there's every course is incredibly different as far as how it's structured and everything. So in the NBA, it's the same 94 feet You right? You know what I'm saying? The NFL, it's the same 100 yards. Like, nothing is changing about, like, the width of the field, the length of the field, the size of the ball. Like, none of those things are changed. Of course, you play in Canada or something like that. Like, the ball might be a different size or something like that. But everywhere you go, you play professional basketball or college, the ball, the same size, the rims are always 10 feet. Golf is the one sport to where everywhere you go, every course you play, it's different.
That's one of the beauties of the game, man. It's a – we love puzzles. And golf is an ever-changing puzzle. No course ever plays the same any day of the week. Like, the game is, again, like, you can play one course one day and then show up the next day, and every shot you take is different, every putt, every pin placement. Again, it is never the same, and that's what I love about golf and the endless puzzle that it is. I am rooting for Adam Scott to pull it out and win today because Patrick Harris made a remark on Tuesday about Adam Scott. Do you remember that, Jordan?
Vaguely.
During our college baseball argument, saying that, the equipment is such a big thing and the baseball bat, and he made a remark. He's like, what has Adam Scott ever done on the PGA Tour?
Well,
and I was like, well, he's one of the longest tenure. Like, he makes cuts all the time. And here he is entering the day tied at 3 under, tied at second. And so I texted Patrick yesterday. I was like, hey, by the way, your Adam Scott remark from Tuesday, not aging well.
Sour milk.
Yes. So I'm pulling for Adam Scott so I can come in on Tuesday and tell him, like, look who you doubted.
And he would be the second oldest person to win the U.S. Open.
It would be his second major also. Yes. I'm pulling for Adam Scott, the chess putter himself. But everybody out there, whether you're watching U.S. Open, Beavs, barbecuing, whatever you're doing, getting leather braided belts. I hope it's a great Father's Day for everybody out there. And thank you for spending some of it with us this morning before your festivities. Rashad, thank you as always.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, my guy.
Jordan Schultz, thank you as always.
Love you guys. Love you all. Happy Father's Day out there.
And again, appreciate you all listening out there, whether you are a father or not. You will not catch me next week. You will catch these two next Sunday. But yep, you can hear them right here on Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan next Sunday at 9 a.m. Peace.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.